Good afternoon. Today is Wednesday, October the 12th, 347th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon is Humboldt County Supervisor Virginia Bassett. Well, you having a tough time sitting in the chair?
It's not my usual chair. I'm
kind of
low.
Is it not big enough for you, or is it too small for you? What's the issue here?
It's low. It's low. I'm having to look up to you more than usual.
Oh, well, there you go. See? So we'll come back. A little worship will go on, and then we'll talk a little bit about airplane service coming into maybe sort of Humboldt County that might sort of provide a little bit of maybe kind of sort of price competition for those who are currently suffering and paying through the nose.
I think that you hit about all of us.
Yeah, and then a little kumbaya granola crunching team building that the county is going through. And we'll talk about how that's defined as successful, too, when we come back.
At my bank, I feel at home. I'm Trish Greggie of the Journey's End, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, hometown banking isn't just something they say, it's how they do business. I'm Kevin McClendon of Georgia's Glass, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, we invest in the future of our community every single day. I'm Greg Foster, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass. But before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from, you want something about action or security?
Action. That's right, action.
Yes. Action for 100, Alex. Okay. Action may not always bring happiness, but there's no happiness without action.
Almost like the chicken and the egg kind of.
I'm thinking get something done and you might have pride of accomplishment. There's no pride of accomplishment if you sit on your backside and do nothing.
Well, this is true.
So painting is a good thing.
Finishing painting is a good thing.
Even if it's in ugly colors, huh?
Yeah, well, I'll let you know how this turns out.
Okay, bring pictures next time, yeah.
You are the expert.
We'll agree on the ugly factor, huh? Yeah, okay. Well, we lobbed that out. Matt will now have some fun with that. Virginia, the concept of airplane service into Humboldt County.
What?
What is fair for us to anticipate?
What is fair for us to anticipate?
What should a small little dorky, dinkerdo little community like ours really expect from air service?
Well, we might be small, but we're mighty. And what I think, you know, we are, how do I put this? I think we should expect a level of service where we have an ease of transportation to, you know, the connector hubs, like whether it's San Francisco. Unfortunately, you know, this recruitment concept isn't going to work for trying to get us back into the Los Angeles area, which I find a problem. But anyway, I think we do have needs. We have a lot of people who live here that actually work outside of the community. There's a lot of local businesses that can benefit. So do we expect are we maybe expecting more than we should be getting by rights because we're not big? It's like, I think that wherever business, let's put it this way. The airlines are going to, sometimes you ask me these questions, I don't know how to answer you. I think we're as important as we make ourselves be. We make noise. We need to get places. Right now, there's 50,000 less passengers flying a year since the Los Angeles route was nixed by Horizon. That's a lot of potential. And these are people, some are going for vacation, but a lot of them are going to work. And, you know, so we are important. It's just, you know, there's such competition and costs are so high for airlines that they want to get the bigger bang for the buck. And that's why, you know, we have unfortunately came to the realization that you've got to offer this recruitment subsidy to get them interested so that they are willing to put in the time and effort.
Little Hansel and Gretel, huh? Bring him over to the stove.
You know, and it has its own drawbacks, and we've all experienced, you know, their bad experiences.
You know, I don't know if it's, I would suggest that it's not necessarily a drawback to have to entice somebody. As long as you can stand behind it and you know that it, rather than an enticement, it's an investment. Because you know it will work. It will pencil out. It is just something to whack somebody on the side of the head to get their attention. And then they'll get it.
Well, and that's the frustrating thing with the not being able to use this for a route to Los Angeles. I mean, we know that there's a demand for that, and we know it works. So this is interesting. I mean, following your concept, yes, but how do we make sure it pencils out before we actually take that leap? And I think that's what has people kind of nervous.
As you look at airplane service, what amount of air, I mean, you said 50,000.
That's the most recent number I saw.
I'm looking at that. That's 150 a day, roughly.
Okay.
So two flights? Is that what it was, or was it only one?
Were there only 40? I don't know how many flights, or if that's. I think part of this isn't just the LAX flight. This is taking into account
overall,
nobody
everybody.
Wants to go into San Francisco because there's so many issues.
You mean because 20% of the flights don't make it there?
And that's probably being really, you know, generous,
nice.
Actually.
Yeah.
Then again, but Sacramento, last time we were all heading off somewhere, I think every flight got delayed. Sacramento flights didn't get in. You know, sometimes you just can't win for losing.
Sure. There's some of that. Obviously, I'm a fan of the Denver flight. You get out of San Francisco entirely, find another hub. Salt Lake would be the same, but Seattle would be the same also. Stay out of the Bay Area, period, end of story. Because whatever the storm system is that we're running into, so were they. So was Sacramento. What a stunner. Let's include San Jose, too. You know, I mean, come on, guys.
I used to get to this Los Angeles area faster. If I couldn't get on Horizon, I'd actually gone through Salt Lake when we had Delta and then back down and still made it before I would have made it with United. And I always found that really intriguing. You know, I couldn't figure out how I could go one direction and make it all the way back and still, you know, beat the original plans.
Because you're magic.
I'm glad somebody knows that.
Not sure the color of the magic, but you're magic. That's the part of that hero worshiping part.
Yeah, I'll let Rex know.
I just did that. It's now over. I'm over
it. It's all right.
Okay. Famous
fleeting.
Sniff, sniff. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:19. We'll be back with more from Virginia Bass.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. 5 years ago, Mark and Lori Sanchez hit upon an idea. Gift baskets of Humboldt-made food products that folks could send to family and friends here or in distant places. They coined the name Humboldtious for their collection, and their company, Bella Baskets, took off. Today they have regular customers in all 50 states and 14 countries. One man in Point Barrow, Alaska, regularly orders a meat sauce. A film company in Ontario, Canada, orders barbecue sauce for its catering department. This Christmas season, Mark and Lori expect to sell 700 Bella Baskets. Their taste treats include such things as canned albacore, honey, barbecue sauces, hot sauces, jams, pralined almonds, coffee, and chocolate, all Humboldt County products. Based in Old Town, their business continues to grow, and, just as important, it's bringing outside money into our economy. Their website is bella-basket.com. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and activities that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass. Virginia, as you consider some of the different choices that are out there with air service, is it a carrier? Is it an airport? What is the priority for these dollars that the county's going to try to entice somebody with?
Well, I'm not actually on the committee, so my thought would
you
be...
You work in the same hallways
well,
of some who are.
I do, but we don't always get to... We've got this little funny thing that keeps us from talking in depth about
ones
a lot
on
of
one.
Things.
Well, you know what it's called? Bring in a Snickers bar.
Okay.
And so you share a Snickers bar, and you got a five-minute conversation. And
well, I thought maybe you have a secret note hidden in the Snickers
no,
bar.
No. You know my writing. It wouldn't work out at all.
You know, I would think that while carrier is important, you want somebody that's going to be stable and be around and who gives decent service. At the same time, I think the airport is probably going to be more of a priority from the standpoint of how can we move people from, you know, here to where they need to be. And I would think that an air, you know, choosing the airport, but I, it's a combination. You know, there's, it's not like we can just say, well, we want to take, you know, airline X to this city because they don't, you know, they don't just throw routes together because you think it sounds like a nice idea, even though I've told them about you. And
well, obviously you haven't shared in full depth then.
No, no.
Santa Rosa.
Yes. Not, I really like that airport.
Is that a viable? Does that help to avoid San Francisco? Is that somebody we ought to be talking to? Is flying out of Santa Rosa rather than Medford, rather than Reading, rather than trying to attract somebody here?
All right, let me see if I've got... You're not saying try to get a flight from Eureka to Santa Rosa.
No, I'm just saying...
You're talking that
let's
we
cut a deal so we can do some kind of a set aside, if you will, and people fly into Santa Rosa who want to come into Humboldt and who don't want to be treated rudely.
Well, it's, you know, we'd recently gone through San Francisco. I mean, you know, we... During the holidays, we had quite the time.
Setters,
oh,
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Wouldn't exactly... Wouldn't say that. We drove down, but it's the same thing you go through, drive down the night before, you try to stay, you know, stay the night and have the car there. Santa Rosa is closer. We've taken flights from there when Horizon used to go to, I think it was Horizon used to go to Las Vegas, but they don't anymore. And so we did that once. It was so easy getting in that airport, and the congestion, I don't know if it's a problem. I know that people there were so, it was just a great, it was actually a really great experience when you don't get to say that often, you know, when traveling. But I'm not sure if it would solve the, I mean, what does it do? Take an hour and a half maybe off the drive?
Yeah, depending on the time of the day.
And well, who's driving?
Yeah. Yeah, probably an hour to 2 hours.
Yeah, so I think people would, I'd pay more money to have, if I were, you know, getting a ticket, I'd pay more money to actually be able to leave from Humboldt County. But there's a point of where's that too much? And Santa Rosa is fairly close. It's an easy drive. And if there's access,
And the issues with the fog.
Yes.
And the weather and not having people on this on the ground who are trained fog watchers. And I mean, all the extra baggage we seem to have to deal with here.
Well, and it's the other thing, you know, they're not even bringing up is I think our flights get canceled frequently, at least from San Francisco, because we're hauling less people. They're more in tune with, you know, if I could never figure out why my flights would be 3 hours late leaving here. So I think everybody would be late leaving San Francisco. But of course, the plane I was supposed to connect to had left right on time. And it's like, well, this doesn't make sense. And then it started... You know,
dawning on
it's,
you,
and it's been explained to me that there's, you know, there's certain, I think, routes that get priority, and unfortunately we're
the protocols.
We're not on that list.
So, as the county is looking at trying to attract additional, is this compounding the error, or is this something that's going to really provide additional service that does not currently exist?
Should be additional service that does not currently exist, especially with using that the subsidy or, you know, the what do you call it, the recruitment bonus, whatever you want.
The big carrot.
Yeah, the big carrot. Yeah. It's supposed to be to set it up where nothing has, you know, nothing currently exists. And my understanding, even though I'm not on the committee, I've, you know, read enough, and I know that there's legislative, they're trying to do some fixes, but some of these subsidies, or these subsidies in specific, aren't available if you used a subsidy to help establish a route, I guess, ever. So it's not like it's a 10-year time frame, and so with these monies, it has to be something that is different. So Denver, you know.
Possibly.
Phoenix, I don't know. Nowhere else.
Phoenix, huh?
I don't know. I'm just throwing names.
Focusing on spring training. Okay,
sunny
fine.
Sunny weather. Actually, I like the rain. I know.
Nice attempted recovery.
I'm a Humboldt County native. Yeah. I actually don't mind it when it's raining.
KINS, News and Information Times, 3:30. We'll be back with more from Virginia Bass.
Santa's been to Palco Pharmacy with a full bag overflowing with great ideas. For Christmas season entertaining, you'll find seasonal dishes and glassware for a wonderful festive event. There's some dancing mice and fun figurines that seem to have captured the essence of Christmas joy and fun. And don't forget those very special Christmas cards for loved ones and family members. Those are also available for you. Santa's been there, and now it's your turn to go to Palco Pharmacy in the Scotia Shopping Center, your center for pharmacy and gift ideas this Christmas.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Humboldt County Supervisor Virginia Bass. Virginia, the concept of having a new board, I would imagine, could be exciting, daunting, boring.
Frightening.
Thrilling, huh? Frightening, take you, you know, all the different choice words that are out there.
Excuse me.
I'm hearing rumors, though, that there's different approaches to team building that are being employed at the county. Now, I mean, team building for me says I want to know who the guy is or the gal is that I go to for the information. Okay. Fine, thank you very much. Let's go. Let's get the thing done. I'm not one who really likes to hold hands and skip around the maypole singing Ring Around the Rosie.
You know, but that's what I've always envisioned you enjoying on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, now part of it is that I can't skip and stay in a circle at the same time, and others, you know, I mean, there are extenuating circumstances. However,
it's a visual sight.
Yeah, you know, you can work it however you want to. Team building, though, or at least getting everybody on the same reference points, okay, I think is probably critical. You guys have got Estelle coming on in the next little bit. What approach is this board going to take to at least kind of etch a sketch and bring everybody in at the same place, if in fact that is in the plans?
Well, I think months ago when Rex first came on board, and I had mentioned doing something with team building. Let's say it got kind of it did not get a really big
lukewarm
response.
Yeah.
Was probably about accurate. But it's been interesting from the standpoint that we've all recognized now that we don't all come, you know, we're not all on the same page. So part of that's the educational process. We all have different styles, some really different personalities that you don't normally necessarily have in the same room together, or if they are, they're usually not
talking
on the
to
same
one another
page.
Yeah.
And it's how they talk to one another. So, you know, we had discussed it at the board and thought it could be very helpful just to because it's a young board. In January we'll have 8.5 years of total experience, which for a board of supervisors, considering, you know, when Roger was on the board, at that time they had 55 total years. So it's considered a young board, and learning how to work together, while I know it may sound kind of cliche, now I don't think we're doing the team building where somebody falls down and you're supposed to catch them. I think that would not have good consequences.
I could see you practicing your wrestling moves on, like Rex goes down, now you got him in a headlock and you're driving him through the floor. I can see that scenario play out with you.
I'm thinking the duct tape. You know, I've gotten pretty fast at figuring out how to, you know.
Duct tape and chains, that's another option. I didn't realize you had the proficiencies there, however, that's okay.
Well, duct tape is useful for many, many different things. So that's, you know, what was my original intention for making sure that, you know, Supervisor Bone stayed in his chair during meetings and stuff. But
hasn't worked, has it?
Hey, you know, it's been pretty good, but we do have, you know, there's just a lot of there's a lot of personalities coming together. So we did contract with a firm, a gentleman who's involved in CSAC. He's been involved. He does the Supervisors Institute for the training of new supervisors. He's is the executive of LAFCO, and his name is Bill Shiat, and I think he's got a great personality, and, you know, the main idea, he wants to find out what our individual goals are, because a lot of us have the same objectives as far as Humboldt County being a better place, but maybe we have a different idea of how to get there, and just trying to get on the same page. It's not going to be a kumbaya session, as you, I think you said, or maybe that was during the break. I don't think we'll be doing
any. Maypole.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But I think there's benefit to just learning how to work with each other.
Safely, effectively, and keep a smile on your face, yeah.
Well, you know, let me, at least not, you know.
Does it matter? Do you have to be buddies? Do you have to be at that level of friendship or camaraderie to get the job done?
I don't think you have to necessarily have the level of friendship or camaraderie, though it's helpful, but I do think you still have to have a level of respect. You know, recognize that you're not going to, I might think this person is totally coming from, you know, another planet, but I have to at least be able to be willing to receive the information and go, all right, I don't agree with it, but because I want someone to respect me. And I think that's mutual respect is probably the most important thing that, you know, underlies all of our decisions.
Well,
I can guarantee
you
we won't all be palsy-walsy and hang around together.
Doesn't that fall under the title of being a professional?
I think sometimes people need a refresher course. But yes, that would be part of being professional, but not everybody has that foremost on their mind. And when they're busy trying to get a job done, sometimes they don't think about how to interact with other people in a way that actually furthers what they want to get done. You know, I mean, if I know how you receive information or what your communication style is, I think I probably do. I can present things to you in a way that maybe you'll come on board and go, okay, you know, I get what you're saying and I don't agree, but I get it. So
that's right. I'm sensing that part of the byproduct of that would be an attempt for the opportunity for persuasion rather than receiving information. Obviously,
right.
They're two significantly different aspects of communication. So is this just making it the sandbox comfortable to be in? Or is this kind of opening the door up so that you can argue robustly?
But effectively.
To persuade.
Without
taking the tomatoes and the arrows and everything else.
I think actually that's an excellent point, because part of getting your view across is persuasion. You want the other person to come along to your side. And if someone's not listening to what you say because they don't like how you're saying it, it doesn't really, you're not able to persuade. And so that's a very insightful comment, Brian.
You done talking?
Now you're sounding like Matthew.
KINS, News and Information Times 342. We'll be back with more. And I'll promise to pay more attention with Virginia Bass.
The Humboldt Waste Management Authority is conducting a series of community workshops to share information regarding what services the authority provides, like hazardous and electronic waste collection events, along with the authority's future goals and opportunities for recycle and disposal. Tonight's workshop is in McKinleyville at the Grace Good Shepherd Church starting at 6. Join in for one of the series of workshops held this week and next week to give your input and share your thoughts about Humboldt Waste Management Authority. A full schedule of meetings are available at the website hwma.net.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:46. We're back talking shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass. Virginia, the concept of team building certainly is laudable, but as you are trying to accomplish that, is the goal really team building, or is the goal more associated with trying to develop an effective leadership team that may or may not do things 5-0, but progress is done, things are getting accomplished, and you feel as if it's being productive?
Feeling productive is a whole lot better than having a meeting end and go, what did we get done today? So we're not going to agree 5-0 on a lot of issues, but you're right. It's being productive, get the issues out, get them talked about, make a decision that's based on everybody's opinion, or at least them having the ability and being an effective leader in the community. And an effective, you even use the word team. And so that's
weak moment.
Hence team building. But and it is a public meeting, just in case, you know, if members of the public would like to come.
I could come with my sprout sandwich and participate?
You could certainly come, and there's a public comment period, and Ryan will be the chair at that time.
Oh, good.
I have two meetings left to be chair. So it's a, you know, we'll see. It's a good concept. It's a one meeting is all. It's not like you're going to build a,
Can you do team building behind the dais? I mean, it's a built-in distinction. Yeah. Now, if everybody's sitting in the chairs and everybody's at the same level, okay, there's a physical even playing field. You guys are up there,
right?
As the judges. I mean, could be interpreted as such.
Oh yeah.
And everybody else is now somehow subservient, even if it's just symbolic.
That's a little different
dynamic at work there.
I mean, and it does feel very separated at times with, you do feel, set apart from the
rest. There's a
moat. And it's hard, even amongst us, even though we're, like you say, at the same level on the dais, it's not because we're having to talk across other people, and it's not a comfortable, surrounding where you can really work on, say, team building. I would suspect that this is going to be a lot more casual, not set up. It'll be an official public meeting, but it's going to be
so everybody have their sodas and their drinks and hanging around and eating sandwiches during the meeting.
And just being, there's so much protocol and always being taped. It's kind of like always being on radio.
Yeah.
Except luckily, we're not.
We do have the editability, huh?
Yes, you do.
Well, then you can share your Snickers bars, huh?
You'd
share the Snickers.
I'll share the Snickers. I don't have any Snickers, but I'll bring some next time. Goodness.
So one meeting, and we'll try to break things down a little bit, break things apart, and kind of let it be there. Are the department heads going to have an active role in this also, or is this just for the four electeds?
Well, there's five electeds, right?
Well, I thought you were queen for life. I'm sorry.
I'll
amend the five electeds.
it's designed for the board. Philip would be there. I don't believe there were people. Some of the options the RFPs gave us were for the whole kit and caboodle of getting everybody, and this is more designed at the board.
Good, less Snicker bars.
Or cut.
I thought I'd point that out
Thank
for you.
Thank you. Yes. I'll get the little fun size.
Oh, good. Throw them around. Have some fun. Yeah, heads up.
Is that what you're supposed to do with them?
Yeah, that and Nerf balls and water balloons. We've been talking shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass. Join us tomorrow afternoon for yet more fun. Don't think about making a good day.
Ends.
Yeah, you're right. But it does help.